She really just wants some advice. She's married to somebody for some time. Her husband is not really practicing Islam anymore. He's not practicing it. He's making some sins, and these are open. She wants to know, what's my situation? Am I really allowed to ask for divorce, or do I have to stick in this marriage until I pass away?
These kind of questions need family counseling. By the meaning, I'm not supposed to give a general answer, or otherwise it would be misinterpreted, because it is very broad to say my husband is not practicing Islam. It varies from an individual to another. Some woman, if her husband is not praying Qiyamul Layl, she says he's not practicing Islam. And another woman is serious and says that he does not pray. Even Jumu'ah, he does not pray. He did not fast during this last Ramadan. He's drinking or whatever. If somebody does not pray and for a while and he's insistent on not praying, he judges himself as a non-Muslim. Brothers and sisters, you have to understand this equation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tarakaha العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فهو منهم." The barrier, the difference between us and others, that pronoun refers to non-Muslims, is as-salah. Maybe a Muslim is committing major sins, but when it comes to the salah, that is the most important pole of Islam. If he's not praying, then he's one of them. He's not one of us. And that's why if you're living in a Muslim society and you happen to present your case before a Muslim judge, he will separate you because he says he's not a Muslim. As a matter of fact, if he's tried before a Muslim court, there is a very good consequences if he insists on not praying, because he pronounces himself as a non-Muslim, as a murtad, and he will be treated as a non-Muslim. So first of all, we have to find out what exactly, what kind of level he's on of practicing Islam. Is he praying? Yes. Maybe he's smoking, and that's a major sin, as I consider. So we have to speak to him. We have to explain to him. If there is a conflict between the couple, right away, one of them would pick on the worst things in the traits of the other and present them in his or her question. And that's why I tend to avoid answering these questions on air. I prefer to have personal counseling with issues of marriage, divorce, and family counseling. It is preferable to have a local sheikh who sits and you both consult him and you get a fatwa from him. There is also a recommendation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. But if it is serious, such as that he's not praying, and you guys spoke to him repeatedly, and you advised him, and you spoke to his family members, and he's insisting on not praying, then life with such person is permissible. Not because of your choice, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said so.